Good afternoon, everyone. It is Sunday, February 24th, 2019. Just under 24 hours before the trade deadline. And the have just that little bit before the trade deadline comes to fruition. And we are set to go for another edition of Teal Town After Dark.
Oh, wow.
I am, of course, your host, Eric Kura, and I can hear an echo like crazy that's driving me nuts. So, and if you want to be a part of the show, do the...
That's all you, buddy. That has nothing to do with me.
Not you at all.
No.
Not you at all. So if you want to be a part of the show, here's how you do it.
That's all you, buddy. Yeah. Multiple ways to interact with us. Chat with us, Shark Spain on the YouTube chat on the page of the app.
YouTube super chat on the page or the app. You can either hashtag or add us on Twitter at TealTownUSA, but do us a favor. Just join us on the social media or wherever you are social meeting it up. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, and YouTube. While I figure out and close all my 11 billion tabs that have to do with Carolina Hurricane Bunch of Jerk shirts, I will say hello to the one and only Miss Rocket Backhander.
Hi. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing good. It's a classic rivalry game. I'm looking... So let's get it. Let's get at it, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. So Sharks come off a rough 4-0 loss to Carolina. Carolina. There we go with the Hurricanes thing. With the Columbus Blue Jackets, they head up to Detroit, where Detroit's been having a struggle, seems like, for a few years now. And now Detroit goes into town, or the Sharks come into town without Erik Karlsson, without Marcus Sorensen, Tim Hede, and Lukáš Radil. The real deal, as Hockey Jerk would say, and get into this right off the bat. 3:46 in, Tim Hede would make the difference right off the get-go. He gets his second of the season, a nice shot that I thought originally went off of Joe Thornton's stick, but went in instead off of a Red Wing skate. What did you think of Tim Heat's effort this afternoon, Rock?
Yeah, I think that by interjecting the younger kids in there, I think that you get a jolt of energy and maybe different eyes on the game, as it were. So I think that he was fresh, and he was welcome, and he made an impact on the game.
With the first goal, Detroit challenged it, thinking that Radil was interfering with Jonathan Bernier, the Detroit goaltender on this afternoon, but the refs said no. So 3:46 in, the goal stands 1-0 San Jose. However, Detroit would then take over the first period. Darren Helm, his sixth from Ablicator and Green, a quick wrist shot out of nowhere. And then at 19:23, Gustav Nyquist from Larkin and Rocket's least favorite wing.
Yeah, he's a bum. He's a bum. I just think he's a bum.
Yeah, that guy, Bertuzzi.
Tyler Bertuzzi.
Yeah, he gets an assist on this. But after one period, Rocket, 15-5 in favor of Detroit on the shots.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
San Jose did a great job of turning over the puck multiple times in their zone. They couldn't get any kind of neutral zone traction. It was really frustrating to watch the last 10 minutes of that first period. It seemed like, oh, okay, this is Sharks on day two of a back-to-back. Hey. Shark time. Sharking it up out there. Peak Sharks.
And it just seemed like it was a continuation of the Columbus game. And it's like, They need to get out of this funk. And
hold on. I need to address Marty McFly in the chat. Anyone else surprised that Dina didn't get his first goal or point against us? No, seriously. I'm actually kind of surprised about that. So thank you for bringing that up, Marty.
Right?
Carry on.
No, you are absolutely right. And thank you, Marty, for making that point. His debut, and he doesn't score. That's a shocker.
Mm.
I think we're getting close to 100 players who have scored their first NHL goal on the Shark. But moving on to the second period, who knows what it was, whether it was purple Gatorade that they stole from Mitch Marner. Was it, PDB laying the law down? Was it Pavelski saying one of his patented, profanity-laced tirades? It something woke up the Sharks.
Hello, it was Michael Haley. Duh, that's why they brought him to the team to fix a locker room problem. And he fixed the problem. If you notice, this game, they won, and Kevin LeBanc didn't go to the box.
Mind blown. There goes the theory, folks, right?
No, the theory's still there. They did something to fix it. I think Michael Haley he's got an in with the Illuminati.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's why they don't have to keep sacrificing LeBanc in the box anymore.
Where's AJ with the sound effects for the X-Files? But that's where we would insert it in.
Right.
Of course, I will mention this only because another one happened 14 seconds after it. Brendan Dillon inadvertently, I think, took a high stick on Larkin. That sets up the Red Wing power play where Larkin takes a hooking call on Tomas Hertl to kill the penalty off.
Yep.
So it's one of those weird stories. But the Sharks, I thought, they started out a lot better the second period. And while Mike Green gets his fifth from Abdelkader and Mantha at 8 minutes to make it 3-1, it's like, no, there's something going here. There really is something going in here. And I think it started to change around later in the period.
In what, the second period?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. I don't know what happened. I think, again, Michael Haley had to make a couple of phone calls, had to send a couple of text messages, get a few guys in the room. They all turned counterclockwise to the left. And then they chanted the magic words, and then, magic happened. Yeah.
Mike Nevis in the chat saying TV said PDB went nuts during the first intermission.
I find that hard to believe.
Rob Iman, fact or fiction, Haley will be a healthy scratch on Tuesday.
Against Boston. No, against Boston, he's definitely going to be.
No, I kind of think you need kind of the a little bit of a thumper there. And I think that's what predicated this move to bring him in. Is he contributing? Probably off ice. We'll see. But moving onward, at 13:50, Brent Burns lets a shot go near the blue line. Meyer and Couture with the assists on Burnsy's 13th rocket. He gets to 70 points in this game for the season. I mean, yeah. Kudos to Burnsy.
Yeah, it's very nice. Plus one. That's where we're at in math.
Right.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. It seemed to rile up the boys. A half minute later, Danny DeKeyser gets called for interference. Sharks get the power play. And well, I was having such a great meal. I think it's best that if we have a good meal, I think you deserve a good tip, don't you?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. That was horrible.
Oh, my bad.
But hey, unlike that shot, which was not horrible, was that the one where Jamie was, or where they were calling for goaltender interference and there wasn't goaltender interference, and they said, it's a good goal, and Jamie mumbles under his breath. He goes, I wish you'd say it's a great goal. kudos to Jamie and Randy tonight on the call. They did a great job.
They were having fun tonight.
Yeah, they were drunk.
No, they reminisce about 94, which is always fun. But
what should you do when you're drunk?
At 50-50, Pavelski gets a power play goal from Thornton and Burns to make it 3-3. Pavs, I think, probably had his profanity-laced tirade, because just less than a minute later, an obscene tip from like near the face-off circle gets past Bernier to give the Sharks a 4-3 lead. Vlasic and Hurdle on that one. Pavs, the man tonight.
I laughed. But if you notice, you're getting production from everybody here. It's not just the same. I mean, yeah, Pavs had a hat trick, but the cast of characters, the ensemble was wide and varied. There's a lot of people that made their way onto that score sheet. So kudos to everybody pitching in and making this an all-hands effort. I'm not going to say that it seems more like it's an all-hands effort and everybody shares the same vision when there are certain people missing from the lineup. But there seems to be a stronger focus of unity and team vision when there are certain people missing from the lineup.
And they totally miss Dylan Gambrell so much. But they do. They're coming together. Like, I think we know what she's talking about.
Nope, nobody knows.
Yes, they do. Carlson. All right. Nope. Shots in that second period, the Sharks 16-3 against Detroit in that period. Major turnaround in that one. Moving on to the third period, DeKeyser again would go to the box at 9:08. Unfortunately for the Sharks, that didn't materialize anything. Braun would get a tripping call at 12:39. Looking like they would get a chance to tie it up for Detroit. That doesn't happen. But again, Detroit wouldn't get a shot on goal until they got that power play. And that was about 14 minutes into the third.
Yeah. So good on coaching for making the adjustments necessary to shut Detroit's defense down. Not that Detroit's defense was anywhere near being, you know, playoff contenders. But hey, still nice to see that they're not losing unnecessary points to garbage teams, you know.
Right. And which they look like they were going to do in the first period of this game, because
it just seems like absolutely
they were playing down to their opponent once again, or like some said on Twitter, played lower than what their opponents were.
You know, but it wouldn't be Sharks hockey if you didn't want to drink for multiple different reasons across the spectrum of emotion. While watching a single 60-minute game, which just wouldn't be Sharks hockey.
True that. Yeah. True that. And the whirlwind of torture and emotion ends up with Joe Pavelski burying home an empty net goal, his hat trick, a natural hat trick.
Yay!
Gets to 35 on the season from Couture. That pretty much wrapped it up on this game. With a minute to go, he finishes it off. So the Sharks win 5-3. They outshoot the Red Wings 32-8 in the final two periods. You know, we talked about their second period being meh. But I thought overall this was a solid victory.
Yeah. You know what though, like defensive heavy games are a lot of times they seem very meh. But if you look at that level of suppression, then obviously they were out there doing work. And yeah, it's not sexy to watch, but it gets the job done. Obviously there were a couple of things that normally would need to happen in order for Sharks to win. But today, you know, they played that old Shark system of like, you know, heavy defense, and they still managed to find production in there, which is, God, they struggled with that for what feels like forever. Now, if they could just keep the consistency, like keep the same lines and keep the same cast of characters and make it so that you're not like, oh, this team's going to be great as soon as X, Y, and Z is healthy. It's like, No, you got to be like, this team is great, period. That's where we got to get.
Right. No matter who's on there, who's out, got to have a consistency going with this team in order for them to achieve a greater goal.
Mike, you can see your way out of chat for even considering that we bring Hot Bod back. No, he says, Sharks brought Haley back. Why not stop and bring Hot Bod back too? Vodker. No. No.
Sorry, Mike, really? Yes. Really?
No.
You want us to bring back, you know, Vodker? You know how many jersey bets that guy cost us? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Right? AJ still hasn't gotten his Vodker jersey. I think Jerk eventually did once it went on sale at half price at the, you know.
Mm.
But hey, kudos to you holding out for hope. It cost us Jumbo's knee. That's a good offer. Very
good point. All right. Yeah, no, you are not incorrect on that front. And we are not bringing back Niemi, much to the sadness of Alex Martinet.
Sorry. And funny enough, there's Alex right now on the chat.
You know? So. All right, so where are we? Did we finish this game? Do we win yet? Yeah, we did. We won.
We did. Right,
so now what? Do we do the ratchet round, the reap around?
I was just going to give a quick recap, but I was going to say, what did you think of Aaron Dell tonight?
Arundel was Arundel, and Arundel did Arundel things. He continues to be the okayest goalie in the NHL, and I love him for it.
To which Nebby would say,
I have no idea what you're talking about, but he's
God.
So, shots on goal, Sharks 37, Wings 23. The Red Wings just a scotch, winning the faceoff battles at 51-49. On the power play, the Sharks go 1-for-3. The Wings go 0-for-2. So, yay, PK. Hits 27-17 in favor of Detroit. Giveaways, the Sharks had 11-4. The Red Wings nearly doubled the Sharks on block shots. Pavelski with your hat trick. Couture with 2 assists. Vlasic with 2 assists. Burns with a goal and an assist to get to the 70-point mark. Joe Pavelski gets over 350 goals. In his career, so kudos to him on that one. Arundel, 20 saves on 23 shots. Yeah, he's pretty okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's quite all right.
He's okay.
So that one puts the wrap on that. They will head to Detroit shortly, but
No, they will head to Boston.
Boston. Sorry, I need
to head to Boston. Yes, you're heading to Boston.
My that was totally on me. My total bad. All right. So is it time?
Yeah, sure. It's totally time. But I would like to point out something that somebody in the chat said earlier, that Sharks are 7-3 without Erik Karlsson.
The truth is out there, folks.
And now, hydrate and stretch out. Bend over, grab your ankles. It's the NHL reach around.
Have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
Yeah, that's right on cue. All right,
let's get at it. There are a number of games that are still going to be playing, but some have gone final in Washington. Kuznetsov gets the game-winning goal in overtime as the Capitals beat the Rangers 6-5. Let's see here. Tom Wilson with his 17th. Backstrom with 2 goals for the Caps. In Chicago, the Stars avenged their loss to Carolina by beating the Blackhawks 4-3 as Cam Ward did not have this bitch. Jonathan Toews gets his 29th in a losing effort. Jason Spezza with his 8th for the Dallas Stars. Matt Zuccarello gets his first goal as a Dallas Star in this one.
Didn't he get how many? He got on the point sheet and then promptly got taken out and did not return to the game. So the hockey gods give and the hockey gods taketh away.
Yeah, not good there, and tough to digest on that one. Well, it remains to be seen. I haven't heard any updates. Have you?
No. Nope. He might be dead.
Games that will happen later tonight. St. Louis at Minnesota. Blues have been on a roll despite just that one loss in their last 13 games. One that the Sharks fans will be watching. Flames at Senators. That gets going in about 45 minutes time. In Arizona, the Jets 1.0 versus the Jets 2.0.
I know.
You know, they'll be flying all right in Glendale tonight.
Oh, okay. Zuccarello broken arm. He's going to be out for the next month. Well, welcome to Dallas, buddy.
Wow. That's not good. That game is at 6 p.m. Local time here. It's the ship around today. All right. 4 weeks for Zook. Zook
won't be flying. Can't have nice things.
Well, you know, they got one nice thing, and now they're paying for it after Brett Hull got his game-winning goal in the crease.
Wow! Wow! Oh my God! Oh, I can't believe people will never let that go.
Like, oh no! Ask anybody in Buffalo.
That's a Buffalo. Yeah, it's a Buffalo game. Yeah. Yeah.
That one. That's a tough one for the Dallas Stars. Just another Randy G. Dell did what he was supposed to do, let Jones rest and be just okay enough.
Yep.
Where do you think, as we're like less than 24 hours from the trade deadline, what do you think is the biggest asset the Sharks need to acquire?
I think like either somebody who can just score their brains out, or they need a shutdown defenseman, one of the two, because regardless of whether or not, regardless of whether or not we decide to keep calling the kids up or not, I think it would be great to have a really healthy defensive lineup, given that Carlson's groin is probably not going to allow him to be fully reliable for all 16 games of the playoffs. So with thinking about this in mind, I think it would be smart to add a shutdown defenseman to the lineup to make sure that everybody stays healthy and nobody gets super worn down on the blue line, because I think that's where we have the most inconsistency.
And especially down the road, and I think I've seen this on a number of people mentioning it, how PDB just wears his top defense down. And that is a concern. Looking at the game tonight, Bernsey 26 minutes, Braun 21 minutes. Brendan Dillon had 22 minutes tonight.
Wow.
Pickles, while he had two assists, only played 17-15.
Yeah, you can't play him upwards of 20.
Yeah. Heat and Shimmick were about 14 and 15 minutes respectively, so that's not bad. Glad to see that was that nobody was getting like close to 28 or 30 for that matter. But Bernsey, you know, enjoy the pizza, dude. Let's just take it easy on the way to Boston. So Michael Haley, 4 minutes, 6 seconds tonight.
Well, you know, like I said, they didn't get him for an on-ice problem. They needed him to fill a different spot in the locker room. And obviously it's working. So whatever he produces, if it's not something that we can see directly, it is something that is indirect but still important. And I won't knock him for being part of this team.
Yep. A lot of people is talking about Mark Stone in the chat. And we thank you to the 31 people enjoying this one this afternoon. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button down below. We do this after every game. And
Jerick is absolutely correct. Donskoy could be healthy scratched the rest of the season, and Sharks would not miss him.
Yeah.
So like I said, if they could pick up a run, a little, score his brains out, yeah. Oh, yeah, why not? Get Wayne Simmonds, do it.
Yep. And apparently there's already been some rumblings that that they're back in the Wayne Simmonds sweepstakes for him, but well, it'll remain to be seen. I think at this point DW is going to be, if the right player lands on his lap for the right price, I think they'll pull the trade.
Sure. Sharks just need to wait in the bushes until Philadelphia gets desperate. Yeah, okay. But, I mean, it's creepy to think about Sharks lurking outside of Gritty's house. You know, usually it's the other way around where Gritty's lurking outside your house in the bushes.
Yeah, I like how the intro to the Stadium series, you know, how there were the big goalie masks for the outdoor game in Levi's. They had like a great intro, you know, all over the place. Instead, you get neon Gritty just flying out of the air. Like, really? That's all you got?
Jerk is being a jerk in chat. He says they're going to shave down Gritty and realize it's Jake Voracek. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Mm. People are really pushing for this Mark Stone acquisition. So yep. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We have plenty of content coming your way sooner than later. Later tonight, Pucknologists will be going live. They're blowing out our hair and makeup budget for that episode, especially from Hockey Jerk. So be on the lookout for that. Probably around like 8 o'clock this evening-ish. So do yourself a favor. If you're already subscribed, thank you already. Make sure you hit that bell. That'll notify you when we have the next program on the channel. Also, if you haven't already, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We'll also notify you there as well. For me, I will be back with you around 11 a.m. tomorrow. Breaking down the trades and what that means for the Sharks. Hey, there might be a Shark that gets traded. We'll find out there.
We might have new Sharks tomorrow.
Brand new Shark. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. You can go right outside with that right now. Okay. Leave the chat. Oh my God. It's terrible.
Okay, sorry. Terrible. All right, well, in case you missed anything or you want to watch this again, check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. And of course, smash that subscribe button because you want to.
Smash it. Just smash it. Please.
So we have the trade deadline. That's at noon on Monday. Then Tuesday, the Sharks are headed to where, Rocket?
They're heading back up to the harbor. They're going to Boston. And they're going to play the Bruins. And I'm going to be very drunk because I cannot watch hockey in Boston sober. I got to be sloshed. Have a couple of Chardonnays. What of it? Yeah. I don't know if anybody, I really don't know if anybody liked the last Boston game report we did.
I thought it was hilarious.
Okay, because I don't know if I got any feedback on that. I thought it was funny, and AJ thought it was funny. So,
no, it was pretty good.
I'm
as one that likes to do voices as well. Yeah, you're good. Let's see here.
Next turn coming up. What's coming up for the Sharks after Boston? They're coming home then, yeah?
Yeah, they come back and they begin a homestand beginning with Colorado. Of course, that's the Jumbo fighting hair coming off of his beard, apparently, like with real beard hair.
I don't want to know where they sourced this real beard hair.
I'm almost curious that when Jumbo shaved his beard before the season started, they actually used that to make these bobbleheads. Because, I mean, shoot, he shaved again in, like, what, November? And now, And it's already like full on. I'm sure it took him like 5 minutes, but you know.
Yeah, because he's probably taking that stuff, you know, that increases your free testosterone. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. Shark Max or something.
Yes. Ken Holla better not put away Safeway prices for Food Max products. I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Detroit needs some love in there.
Stop. Did Steve give it to him?
Wow. Steve Ott, and Dorton.
The gem that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Yep.
Patrick Marleau is never coming back.
And no, he is not.
It's a one-day contract to announce his retirement.
Yeah, so, that's about it.
Mr. Change of Stahl or Fair from the Wild, that would be a fairly good trade. We've used that.
Stop stalling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to see what happens. But again, Pucknologists live tonight around 8 o'clock. Be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., I will be back half asleep as we break down trade deadline coverage. If there's any trades at all, that would be quite interesting if something didn't go down.
Do you have any outrageous trade predictions, Eric?
Oh, me? Oh.
What's your top two? Outrageous.
Outrageous?
Yeah.
If I want something that's completely outrageous, okay.
Top two.
Top two. All right. San Jose acquires Connor McDavid.
Oh my God.
For Kevin LeBanc, his penalty box, Joakim Ryan,
okay,
and Radim Šimek.
All right.
There's your outrageous trade. Or we acquire Ovechkin for Nick DeSimone.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. All right, so my outrageous trade would be we'll trade Brent Burns to Edmonton, and then they'll give us Connor McDavid. Yeah, and then somehow Doug will deal him to the Coyotes, and we'll get back like the entire Coyotes offense for the next 6 years.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It'll totally make all the wooing more sense because they're all former Desert Dogs. Desert Dogs. Hey, another thing I want to mention before we head out, the Barracuda play at 5 p.m. in Stockton. So if you haven't made your plans yet and want to watch some hockey, the Barracuda in Stockton at 5 p.m. That game, of course, I believe, will be on the SAP Center app along with a 1220 KDOW. So those looking for some Barracuda love, do it. You'll enjoy it there. Apparently it's just on the Sharks app. So be on the lookout for that. All right. So Miss Rocket, thank you for joining as always. I know you're double dipping. But your final thoughts on where the people can find it.
My final thoughts. God damn it, Sharks. Would you just stop? Stop. Stop this whole, like, we're going to dip our toe into victory and then be overwhelmed with waves of defeat just so we can see how easy it is to shrug off the bonds of our failure and step into the sunshine of glory. Stop doing this to me. My little heart can't take it. You're making my hair white. Just get out there and pummel them into submission and make every game like a 22-5. Yeah, let in five. If Jones lets in five after the first seven, then that's okay. As long as the end is 22. So like, just get in there and destroy them. Stop toying with my emotions, Smokey. That's my final thoughts for right now. They might change in a couple hours. My name is Rocket Backhander. You can check me out on Twitter. That's capital R, capital B, little Ackhander 76, R Backhander 76. I talk about hockey, all things teal, interesting things I find out here in the Silicon Valley and parts east. And then you can also check out the photographs I'm taking on Instagram. They're not always hockey related, but I do like to share some teal stuff and, life's general absurdity and format of photograph. Check me out later tonight on the Pucknologists Live, where I'll be rehashing a lot of the same crap that I just said, and I'll probably try to put it together in a little bit more of a different fashion for you, but it'll be a little bit more of a rehash of the same crap. So if you like this, come back for more, and you will get more. Pucknologists tonight, live, 8:30. Eric?
Thank you very much, Rocket. Like Rocket said, Pucknologists around 8:30 tonight, so be on the lookout for that. I'll be back with you tomorrow for a trade deadline coverage starting about roughly 11 a.m. And then, of course, we'll be back Tuesday night. Get your clam chowder ready. Sharks and Bruins from Beantown. And then we'll be back here for After Dark after that. So until then, keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real, teal. We will see you tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday night. Have a great day, everyone.